So John Smith was a Presbyterian, and he moved into a neighborhood that happened to be all Catholics. Well, Lent came around, and his neighbors started getting really upset at him, because every Friday night, he would go out and grill a beautiful, juicy steak. And because the Catholics do not eat meat on Fridays, they were eating cold tuna. And every week, they would get to the neighbors would get together and complain about John tempting them beyond all limits. After Easter, the neighborhood gentlemen got together and they came up with a plan. They were going to convert John to become a Catholic. So they told him all about the joys of being Catholic, the history of being a Catholic, and it got through to him. And he decided to become Catholic. So just after Christmas, they went to the local Catholic church, and there was a service where the priest sprinkled water on him and said, "You were born Presbyterian, you were raised Presbyterian, but today you are a Catholic." All the guys from the neighborhood breathed a sigh of relief because they knew their Lent would be a whole lot more peaceful. Well, the first Friday of Lent came, and they saw the grill smoke going up into the air, and they started getting that whiff of steak, not fish. And so they decided they needed to go and confront this right off the bat. So they went to him, and as they were approaching, they heard him, and they saw him. He was taking water and sprinkling it on the steak, and he said, "You were born a cow, you were raised a cow, but today you are a fish." I think I could almost be Catholic if that worked. But it is kind of amazing how we don't always end up the way that we started. Where we were born, very rarely, if ever, is how we end. So I've got some questions for you to see how maybe some of your aspects have changed, even if it's not quite as drastic as going from a cow to a fish. If you were born in Florida, would you raise your hand? Very small. How many of you all were born into the USA? A good many. The majority, I would say. How many of you all were born in Canada? We love our sun catchers. We love you all. How many of you all were born in neither America or Canada? Wow, we got a pretty good crew of that. That's pretty neat. And yet, we have all ended up here in Largo on this morning. Not everyone's a resident, but we all live here for at least part of the year. How many of you all were born Presbyterian? Wow, yeah, see, and yet, we are all here at Hope Presbyterian. Things change. And Jesus talked about a birth that drastically changed us. Granted, he was talking about being born from above, which is very different than a normal birth. But it's important to remember where he's talking about this. Nicodemus was a true, respectable person in the world, in that community, in the community of the Israelites. He was so nervous about talking to Jesus that other people would understand that he was talking about Jesus. He came in the night where no one would see him. And he uttered words that many wouldn't agree with. "Rabbi, we know you're a teacher." Well, I don't know if the Pharisees and the Sadducees would agree with that. But he saw it. And Jesus, instead of mentioning anything to do with what Nicodemus was talking about, he starts telling us that we need to be born from above. And I think Nicodemus's reaction is probably similar to a lot of ours, oh, wait a minute, how can you be born twice? It's kind of once you're done, you're born, you're born. And then Jesus continued, talking about born of the Spirit and of water. And it is through that we are taken out of the darkness and into the light, remembering that it was nighttime when Nicodemus came. I have one more question for you all. How many of you all chose to be born? Yeah, I didn't. I'll be honest. I had nothing to do with that. And really, I don't even want to know any choice that my parents had in that coming around. Being born is one of the few things that we have zero choice in the matter. It kind of happens to us. But for some reason, when we talk about being born again, or again, I feel the better translation, born from above, we start talking about choice. We start talking about that we choose to be born again. But I believe Jesus used the word born on purpose. Being born from above is not about our choice, but it's about God's will and God's choice. It is God choosing us to be a part of the family of God. It just like we had no choice of being born, we really have no choice of being born from above. Think about this. If we did have a choice to be born, no one would. It is much easier to stay in the womb. You're sitting in that womb, you're comfortable, you're warm, hopefully you're getting all the nourishment you need, there's no pain. It's just a good life, you know? But then once you leave, you go into this world where a doctor smacks you on the butt to make you cry. Everyone is loud. You can be cold, you can be hungry. It looks much worse. It is very similar with being born from above. No one would choose to be born from above because that means we have to go into the light. And it is much easier to stay in the darkness. If we do not know who God is, if we do not know what grace is, we can continue to live our lives the way we always have. We can be self-centered. We can do what makes us happy and not worry about other people. We don't have to care about God's teachings. Whatever feels good, we can do it. It's an easy life. And once we're brought into the light, all of that changes. We have to change our behaviors. We have to start living for other people. We have to start living for God. And none of that is easy. None of that looks from the outside to be better than the darkness. It's kind of like if you're ever in a movie theater and you get used to the dark and then you walk out of the theater, especially that little door that's in the right next to the screen. You walk out and it's midday and you cringe from the light. It hurts our eyes so bad we think about going back into that theater. But a crazy thing happens. Once we are born, we realize that even though it is harder, it's far superior than being in the womb. Yes, we can know cold and hunger, but when we are brought into this world, we also get to meet our family. We get to be surrounded by people who love us. Eventually, we even get to try pizza. Life is better than the comfort of the womb. Living is better than the security that we once had. And it is the same with being born from above. Even though it is harder, it is far superior than being in the darkness. Once God chooses to let us be born from above, we have the ability to see the light for the first time in our lives. And that light is what shines God's grace to us. And grace is what gives us forgiveness. It is the embodiment of love. It is God welcoming us into a family. That grace changes everything. And before we can see the light, we have no idea it exists. Once we are brought into the light, that light starts to guide our actions. And we can see that many of the things that were easy and what felt good, so we did it, winds up tearing us down. But the light shines a path to what builds us up, what gives our lives true meaning and true love. And the light shows us that true joy is much greater than cheap happiness. And so we can experience God's joy and not a happiness that is weak. Being born from above gives us the certainty that we are God's children and that we will be in God's love for all time. Many times we talk about eternal life as starting on the day that our life here ends and we go to heaven. But that is not true. Eternal life began the moment we were born from above. Eternal life is we are experiencing it now. We are experiencing it surrounded by God and by each other. There is one choice that we do have, though. When we are born from above, we can see the light, but we have to choose to live into the light. We have to choose to take steps in faith that appear to be hard, that do the dreaded change word, because the more we are in the light, the more we have to change. We can never stay where we are. We always have to grow. We have to choose to start putting God first in our lives. We have to choose to put other people before us. When we are born from above, God gives us the ability to do all these things. And God gives us strength to where we can do them. But we still have to make that commitment. We have to make the commitment to grow in Christ. I tell you this with all certainty. You are born from above. Now let us all choose to live into the light. Amen.